Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan on News Talk.
From Hollywood stars to Maybush queens, Eamon Torsney from the News Talk newsroom is with me in studio today to tell us about all the stories from around the country this week that you just might have missed. How are you doing?
And I'm doing very well. And you? Just back from my trip to Madrid and London. Oh, so I had a nice break there. Yeah. So we're going from the international to the local, aren't we?
Absolutely. What did I miss in Wicklow this week?
Well, in Wicklow, so it's three friends. It's two from County Wicklow and one is from County Meath. It's James O'Connor and Andrew Sharkey, both grow up in Wicklow, and Paddy Kiernan from Navan. And they're calling themselves the Renegade Cowboys, and they're heading off on what's called the Mongol Rally. Now, this is a huge rally across Europe. So it's they're actually setting off from the Czech capital, Prague, and then they're going to, and the object is to drive to far east Kazakhstan, and it's in a small underpowered car.
Oh my God.
So it sounds like a real challenge. It's all for charity. They're going to raise money for they've chosen Jigsaw, the youth mental health service, for their charity of choice. And at this rate, I mean, my own car, my Fiesta, I don't think wouldn't get very far in this. So
you can join the expedition.
Exactly. So it's actually quite challenging. Like, it's 10,000 miles of chaos is how it's described, across mountains, deserts, roads ranging from bad to not so bad in a tiny car, which must stand up to the challenging conditions with no guarantee you'll make it to the end. And they'll camp and they'll stay in the car. They'd have to bring everything with them. I think the only luxury they might get is maybe a night or two in a hostel at some point. And it says that the journey isn't for the faint-hearted. It said the organisers stating in the official Mongol 2026 website that the chances of participants being seriously injured or even dying as a result of taking part is high. So obviously, I say they have their heads screwed on. So I know things get a little rough. You can always just, say enough is enough, So a huge challenge. It's all for a good cause. So it's great.
Worth following their journey.
That's right, actually. Yeah, and they're going to be providing updates all the time on their Instagram page. It's Renegade Cowboy Ireland is there. And they leave off on July the 11th.
Brilliant.
And the finish line party and closing ceremony on August 22nd.
Best of luck. Now,
I never get tired of hearing this song. If it appears on
really?
My... I'm
joking.
When it appears on my social media feed, I let it play through.
Yeah.
Look, I think people by now know it's Cork's Cabin Crew, so we're over to County Cork. But it's got another lease of life, and this time it's from two international stars. That's Amy Poehler, the American comedian, and Billie Eilish, dancing together. Well, kind of, I suppose, dancing, more headbanging, to the tune on TikTok. It'll appear in your feed. It's a very short clip. And it's now something like 4.2 million views at the time of writing, just for that alone. So it's getting more at least alive, and they're shouting out the Rebel County and the talented group of young performers behind the viral hit. You can check it out yourself. But the original YouTube video, so it's 2 years now. I mean, I think it's one of the great,
sure, it was a great success,
feel
it?
Good story of them all. Still think it should have represented us at some point at the Eurovision or something. Maybe I would have had a chance.
Wow.
That was when that was the thing you do. And that now YouTube video, that original one's got 10 million views, so a new lease.
Incredible.
Great to see the international. It's crossed all the barriers, hasn't it? Everybody loves it.
Brilliant
story. And I'll never get tired of it.
What on earth is a Maybush queen?
Oh, well, this now, I had to familiarise myself with this as well. This is a tradition in it's an old Irish custom observed between April 30th to May 1st, and it's to welcome summer. Now, this story is taking us to Wexford, where there is an actual celebration there. It's been going on now for 9 years, but it's, if you like, they've revived the custom, because it used to be celebrated a long time ago. And how this is done is that the tradition involves decorating a branch or small hawthorn tree with flowers, ribbons and coloured eggshells. So to celebrate the advent of summer. And there was a special celebration in Wexford, and there was a special guest of honour at the celebration this time round. And this was the addition was the crowning of Dote O'Neill, who turned 103 years old last month, and she was the oldest Maybush queen, and she's from Castle Dockrell. Her nephew says that the secret to Dote's long life is that boils down to hard work and unwavering faith. So it's a really interesting tradition, I think, and they have a festival around it, and the local Ballandagan Tidy Towns Committee and Development Group help organise it. There's a lot. It involves students from the local primary schools to lead a procession. Local musicians play traditional and lively tunes, etc. Mm. At this festival, and kind of takes you away from the phone and scrolling, doesn't it? It's nice to see people get together. Yeah.
And at 103, Dot O'Neill, she's the eldest Maybush Queen as well.
The oldest Maybush Queen. So that's a great honour for
her. A lovely little story. Yeah,
terrific.
Now,
well, we're heading to a part of the country that both you and I like. Sligo. So I've got family there, and of course you're from up the road in County Donegal. So this is Noah Canham from Ross's Point, and he's been sailing, but it's not just off the coast of Ross's Point. He's sailing. He's now in the Caribbean. So he works.
So this is the dream.
Yeah, I know. He is the captain of a 50-foot catamaran in the British Virgin Islands in the Caribbean.
God.
So he spoke to the Sligo Champion about his life, his chosen career. Originally, he was studying for a degree in economics and geography in Galway, and decided it wasn't for him. And I always love that people say, look, it's not right for me. And sailing has always been in his family. He had sailed and learned to sail, learned how to teach sailing in Croatia. But then, like that, I always get the sense there's a local community there that every time, you know, you ever see these yachts, that they all keep informed about job opportunities and where to go. And he learned that there were job opportunities in the Caribbean. And now he's in the second year of this. He's captaining the yacht. And he said that when he's asked whether it's like the below deck, the... he said it's not quite that crazy. He said, but and apparently he said there's quite a few Irish captains over there. He said, but he's the only one from the west. He said there's lots from the east coast, you know, from Dublin, Wicklow and Kildare, only one from the west. But he said his Irish accent works. He said they have a lot of American visitors.
Listen.
He said they love the Irish accents. It works for them, and it sounds like idyllic. Now he is there's a downtime between August and October, and that's for hurricane season, so it's not all crystal blue waters, etc.
So
great lifestyle.
I obviously spent a lot of time in Ross's Point and sailing over the years. The furthest I got doing it was Florida and Chicago, which is close enough.
No, very good.
But not quite the Caribbean.
Yeah, well, hopefully you didn't start off from Ross's Point and end up in Florida. I hope that wasn't the issue was it?
Not quite. Went for work opportunities, but he's right. I mean, the Americans and the tips. It was just when you were in college, it was a summer job and a half.
Amazing. Yeah, absolutely.
Maybe one day.
Yeah,
maybe one
that's
day.
It. Yeah.
Finally.
Okay, so you're Brad Pitt. That don't
Well, yeah, so people have been trying to star spot this past while because the Hollywood actor Brad Pitt is in Ireland at the moment, and the latest sighting was...
he was spotted.
Yes, close to the Kildare border, no less. And he's filming the movie The Riders, and apparently he waved to local people.
Well,
he seemed to be.
He was in the back of a car, wasn't he? And he was chauffeur-driven around.
Fans spotted
him. And in fairness, he put down the window and he kind of engaged. Yeah.
And acknowledged them, which is great, you know, rather than have this kind of exclusivity. So it's nice, and it's great that this is happening here. It's hugely important for our economy, etc. And so filming has been ongoing across several Irish locations in recent months, including Dublin, Cork and Wicklow, and of course local residents have this local interest has been really high there, and so anytime you catch a glimpse it's amazing. So it's great to see him having such a relaxed time as well here. So it's, the proximity of the shoot to Athy has brought a touch of Hollywood to the area, with fans gathering in hopes of spotting the actor there.
He seemed to be enjoying the crack with the fans
indeed,
anyway, I thought.
Yeah. And he's got reasonable weather this time now, hasn't he?
Absolutely.
So, hopefully.
Enjoy it.
It'll be interesting to see how it turns out, all it turns out in the end.
Eamon Torsney from the News Talk Newsroom, thanks a million for joining us here today with all the stories that we just might have missed from around the country this week.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday on News Talk. Conversation that counts.